producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains in Bismarck, Mandan, as well as AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO, AM 1090, the flag, Boomin' to the Bakken, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and of course iHeartRadio on that app that you can take with you wherever you're at so you never miss a minute of What's On Your Mind, a podcast at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to download those, if you like to travel with those, you can go that route. Maybe you're going to be on a plane and can't, be listening live or whatever. You know, that works too, so we love that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call us at the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that we answer literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message anytime, day or night, when we're on the air. Press 2, and we'd love to chat with you live on the air. Blind Joe from The Voice, North Dakota's favorite son, crushing it on the Voice. Can hardly wait for these blind auditions to end so we can get to the next level for Blind Joe. We're going to find out about that in a moment. We also have more of your votes on whether it's UND or it's NDSU. Is it green and white or is it green and yellow? Okay. A pheasant opener in North Dakota. Be safe out there, folks. And, shed a few layers because it's going to be a hot one this weekend. We are asking another question, too, on whether the pheasant hunting is better in South Dakota or North Dakota. And trying to prompt a little discussion with our friends to the south on the program today. Ambassador John Bolton will be here at the bottom of the hour. Former U.N. ambassador, regular guest of ours here on the program. He's a smart dude. And we're going to call on him to try and sort out this mess in Syria right now. Any questions you have for him, you can get him in early. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Big news on our trip to New York City. We're closing in on bringing 40 of you to the Big Apple days before Christmas, December 1st through the 5th. Really get you in the Christmas spirit. Christmas tree will be up at Rockefeller Center. They'll be skating on Rockefeller, the plaza there on the ice and, the entire city just is magical for Christmas. Go to the Rockettes, Christmas Spectacular, see a show, Les Mis on Broadway, do dinner, Trump Cafe. We're going to go to Little Italy one night. You'll love that. Ellen Stardust Diner before Les Mis, which is a lot of fun. And you occasionally see some stars there on Broadway, which is kind of cool. And where else are we going? We're going to be the Cotton Club for a little jazz performance, yeah. So all those dinners are included, your airfare, your hotel accommodations, motor coach travel all around the city to go to all the sites. I mean, everything from Statue of Liberty to UN to, Fifth Avenue and, the works to see all the Christmas fun and see the sights and sounds of the city. And what else? The two shows, Rockettes and Les Mis. Breakfast every morning. I mean, it's great. And plus, we get to all do this together. We're on the Fox News Channel. And I have some surprises planned there. So if this sounds good, it's only $2,569 per person. We did extend that price through Monday because we needed to get 40 people to join us, and we are just a few short of 40 now to join us. So we're going to go. And at this great price, we just got to fill it out between now and Monday. So now's the time. Don't think about it anymore. Do it. Send me an email at this very moment, and I'll send you all the details. Scott@flagfamily.com. Scott@flagfamily.com. If it's easier for you to text your email address or phone number that you want us to send the info to, just text Todd a note at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. My wife Maria and I would be honored to have you along. We really would. Made a lot of good friends over the years with travel, with our listeners, and group travel that's just a blast. So, been to Hawaii, been to Alaska, been to New York City a couple of times, and really looking forward to going back December 1st through the 5th. Folks, without any further ado, it is an honor to welcome to the program a gentleman I've had the honor to meet. I actually met him when I was filling in for Chris Berg on Point of View, which folks in the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota part of our audience get to watch on KX4. By the way, I'll be on that tonight as well with Chris Berg on the panel. Blind Joe is here. Joe Bommersbach, Pride of North Dakota on The Voice. Joe, how you doing?
Scotty, I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you, my friend?
It's good to catch up with you. Man, did we have some fun played live on Point of View that night, and I got to sit there after a quick little interview,
man.
Just grabbed that guitar and sang that song about pity, and I thought, gosh, I'm looking at a guy who's blind, been blind since birth, and is a happy guy, is a successful guy, and, it was a good life message there. How'd that song come about, by the way?
That song is called Pity Don't Get You Paid. You can find that on the Where the Hell Are All the Honky Tonks record. All my records are available at blindjoe.com. That song came about, I wanted to write a song for my dad. My dad has been a huge inspiration to me. I mean, as I think, is the case with most father-son relationships anyways. And, he's taught me a lot about working hard and always being who you are, and so it just kind of came out one day. It took me about 2 minutes to write that song, it's a good tune, and you're right, I think it really, I never really thought about it at the time of writing it, but it has a very cool message, and it really gets across what I try to, what I try to get across to people, which is, be who you are and do what you do. And, everybody has something in life that kind of sucks sometimes, but you just need to power through it. And it doesn't help to feel sorry for yourself. And I mean, that's not to say that, you shouldn't feel sorry for yourself sometimes. I think everybody needs a little pity party, but, just get back on the horse and keep going is really,
Yeah, keep that pity party short, right?
Right, yeah.
Because good point. Pity's not going to get you paid. I'll tell you what else. I think
stopping my rambling there.
No, that's all right. I also like the life lesson of the fact that you, your parents were told, hey, you got a baby boy coming here that's going to be severely handicapped and may not live, right? And you were not severely handicapped. Your retinas were detached, so you ended up blind from birth, but obviously went on to have a great life, and because of that handicap, end up with a great love of music, and you are what you are because of it, right? I mean, that's a great story.
Absolutely, man. And that's not to say that I haven't had my issues with being blind and had my problems in life. I mean, we all do, but you power through, and there was quite a time in my life where I felt really sorry for myself, and it was quite a long period, but I just decided one day that this is what I was going to do is make music and try my best to inspire people, and with the help of the show, obviously with The Voice, it's really helped get this message out there, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to be going around to different schools in the community and around the country, and we're doing schools and detention centers, community centers and stuff like that, just to talk to the kids, because I think, I sing a couple songs and I talk to them and try to get that message across as well, the message of determination and perseverance, just because, you hear that from your parents all the time growing up, you can be anything, you can do anything, you need to work hard, and you're like, whatever, man, But when you hear it from someone, that you see on TV or that you might look up to, I think it comes across, a little bit better than it would, coming from your mom or dad who you're with every single day and stuff. So that's been really cool. One of the really cool, repercussions of being on The Voice is we've been able to do a lot more of these school things. I mean, I've been doing, school stuff, all my life since I was a kid, going around talking about blindness and stuff. But I'm really happy that we're able to do it on a larger scale now because of the success with The Voice.
So fun to watch. It really is. And of course, North Dakota's had a pretty good run on The Voice too, right? You're not the first North Dakotan there. So that's, it's kind of cool. Although I don't know that anybody on the blind auditions got all four chairs to turn, did they? That was pretty cool.
That I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that was really awesome, man. We've had a lot of North Dakota talent, Cat Perkins, Michael Lear, Gwen Sebastian. I know I'm missing a couple of people, but, the four chair turn was pretty shocking, man. I didn't even know it happened actually, because that, the sound is actually edited in after the fact. And so it was pretty shocking to me when Blake said, Blind Joe, you just got a four-chair turn. I'm pretty sure you could see it all over my face because I remember going numb at that point and just thinking, oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to say after this.
Oh, it was so cool. It was great. How are you doing for time? You got a couple extra minutes to stay with us through a break here?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
All right, so I want to find out what's next. I know you can't tell us everything, can't tell us any secrets or anything, but we're all anxious to see the next appearance for Blind Joe on The Voice. So I want to just kind of talk through a little bit about, I know we don't know when it's going to happen, right? The blind auditions have to end before it can be on, but at least to walk through when it happens, a little bit about what it's going to happen. So just hold tight, if you would. We'll take a little break. We'll come right back, and we'll finish that part with our guest, the Blind Joe. Joe Bommersbach, Kindred, North Dakota. They claim him, but so does Fargo and, set up some other spots in North Dakota as well. Walcott probably, too, but anyway. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking for a great job? Are you a technician? Are you a parts service rep? Are you a service writer? Any of those job descriptions sound familiar? Well, you're going to want to call my friend Terry and the crew at Polar Service Center. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a big company. It's been around Minnesota company since 1946. And they have the largest network of factory-owned service centers. Plus, they own the second largest manufacturer and distributor of trailer parts for light-duty trailers. You ever see the, if you see a tank trailer, more often than not, it has a Polar name on it or on the flaps, okay? That's the Polar name. And they're in Killdeer, North Dakota. They're soon in Williston, North Dakota, and also in Billings in this part of the world for their service centers. And they are growing right now. Yes, they are adding services like full truck repair and truck maintenance, and have been doing tank repair and maintenance and selling parts for a long time, and they really need technicians. They pay up to $35 an hour. If you live in Killdeer, North Dakota, you get your choice of your own townhome to live in. Company provides that free of charge, or a housing allowance, and or in the Williston, a little higher wage there, but there's plenty of housing availability in the Williston. Also, for everybody, one of the best health care plans in the business. And the parts reps and service writers also make really competitive Bakken wages. Call Terry, the HR manager, right now if you want more information on this, or if you know somebody that would, give them this number, 507-696-1164. Just say, hey, this Scott Hannon guy on the radio told me to call. Something about a great job. 507-696-1164, and go to work. Williston, Killdeer, Billings, Montana, they're looking for you right now. Back on What's On Your Mind, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is here. If you have a question or comment for our guest, here for a couple more minutes. Blind Joe, Joe Bommersbach, is with us from The Voice. Making North Dakota proud on The Voice, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And speaking of Cloverdale, by the way, I know we've been telling you about Eldon Supermarket down in Alexandria having the Big Flavor Tour today from 11 to 2. For our listeners down there, tangy summer sausage, ham patties, and brats served up for free. I've just been told by a listener there's a big Cloverdale bacon sale tomorrow, one day only at Hugo's locations. So all you UND fans that are coming back for homecoming, stock up on the Cloverdale bacon at Hugo's this weekend. So another good example of where you can find that Cloverdale product. So, Joe, here's my question. What next? When we don't know when we're going to see you on the View of the Voice, rather, next, but we know you get to... You get to do this all over again, right?
Yeah, so we don't have an exact date, but the battle round is the next round, and that is where it'll be me and one other person from my team, Team Blake, and we'll be doing sort of a duet kind of thing on stage, and we're basically battling to keep the spot on Team Blake, and we have an advisor that, as well as coach, you know, that helps us out a little bit. I can tell you, I think, because we've got some YouTube stuff out there already, and people pretty much know our advisor for Team Blake is Brad Paisley. So that's pretty awesome for me, man. He's been a huge hero of mine for years and years and years. I mean, the guy's the most amazing guitarist that's ever lived, as far as I'm concerned, and a wonderful singer-songwriter. Multi-Grammy winner. I mean, you know, you say Brad Paisley, and if you're a fan of country music, you know Brad probably about as well as you know Blake. So,
wow. And so not only Blake Shelton, obviously, is the coach that you picked, mm-hmm. but now an advisor in Brad Paisley. I mean, how do you keep your feet on the ground when you're going through something like that?
I got to tell you, man, and I think we talked about this when we did the Point of View, but I'm a very nervous person. Competition is not for me, and it was tough enough for me, like, not just losing it talking to Blake and hanging out with Brad Paisley is going to be something else. I mean, I'm just hoping that I can hide the nerves and act cool.
Unbelievable. That is so cool. And so for folks that don't follow The Voice, just explain. Now you go from, you know, the blind auditions, all four cheers turn around. Now next round, you just described the battle round. And what's the Super Bowl? What's the grand prize?
The next round after the battle rounds is the knockouts. And that is that's where you go up again against someone from your team. But instead of singing a song together, you sing a song back to back. And then after that, we have the live shows, and that's where everything gets real interesting. That's where the voting comes into play. Hopefully we can get to that point.
That's so awesome. And in the meantime, you're performing in lots of places. You're going to schools. You're You're getting out there so folks can see you. That's kind of fun, too.
It's been so great, and everybody's been so supportive, just showing the love. And I just, you know, I think about it at night before I go to sleep. It just almost brings you to tears, man, because it's just so cool, all the support Leanne and I have gotten. We've got so much going on, especially in North Dakota. Today we're going to be in Fargo at Mother's Records from 2 to 4 doing a meet and greet. And then we're playing at Specs tonight. That show starts at 9:30. Tomorrow we're going to be at Sticky's Garage for Sicktoberfest. That'll be fun. That's an all-ages event. And my show there will start at 5:30. And then we'll be back at Specs at night, starting at about 9 o'clock for another rough and rowdy bar show. And then you guys are in Bismarck, Manda, and Dickinson, that area too. So I suppose I'll tell you we've got the 17th. I'm going to be playing at the Bismarck Food Truck Festival. And then also I just got a call from Mike Offerdahl, the assistant athletic director at the University of Mary. And it's looking like we're going to try to nail down the national anthem at the gate that day as well. So that'll be a little bit earlier in the day, I think around 2:30, I think that game starts. And after we do the food truck thing, we're going to be out in Mandan at the Old Town Tavern, tearing it up with those guys. My buddy Mike is doing a grand opening out there. That's going to be an awesome deal. And then Sunday, for all you Dickinson people, the 18th, we're going to be in South Hart, North Dakota at the I Don't Know Bar. And I believe that show is starting at 7. So a lot going on, man, but I'm so excited to get out there and meet you guys. And thank you all for the love and support. I can't wait to shake hands and take pictures, sign whatever you got. You know, we always have time for you, so it's not like we're just going to play the show and bail out. We'll stay as long as you need us to stay. We're so thankful for all this.
And you know what? We don't have time to tell the story in full. We'll do it next time you're on. But
sure.
Joe and his wife told me that when they were debating whether or not to go to the auditions in Chicago to get onto The Voice, Joe basically said, you know, let's do this, honey. What do you think? Max out the credit cards for a trip to Chicago, not knowing if it's going to pay off at all, and knowing that at worst they got a higher credit card bill and a trip to Chicago out of it, ends up paying off. So follow your dream, even if you got to risk a little, I think is the lesson there. And sure glad you did, Joe, and it's been great getting to know you.
I'm glad I did too, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on. And North Dakota, we love you guys. Can't wait to come out and sing for you and hang out with you, man.
That's awesome. Blind Joe, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only. Watch him on The Voice all the way through, and lots of places to stop and see him as well along the way. So, appreciate that very much. Isn't that cool? That's a great story. BlindJoe.com. BlindJoe.com to get those records as well. Got an update on the UND NDSU tally and Ambassador John Bolton. We go from great fun of Blind Joe to a very serious topic on what's happening in Syria when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Breaking news today, a court now has blocked President Obama's Waters of the U.S. rule nationwide. You may remember that U.S. Judge Ralph Erickson in a Fargo, North Dakota courtroom stopped it for 13 states, but it had to go to another Cincinnati-based court of appeals for the Sixth Circuit on whether or not it would apply for the entire U.S., and that federal court ruled moments ago that the regulation to take over, farms and mineral rights and everything else, small waterways from pollution being the way they try to do this, is not going to fly. 2-1 they voted, and it is a stinging defeat to Obama's most ambitious effort to keep, I love this story, to keep streams and wetlands clean. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Anyway, so you got the facts on that. It's good news. The common sense of Judge Erickson prevailed. Ambassador John Bolton, one of our regular guests and the guy we go to when we are just scratching our head to say, what the heck is going on? Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Well, glad to be with you. Thanks for having me again.
So let's start there. What the heck is going on?
Well, you know, if you look particularly at the Middle East, where we've got Russian air assets being deployed in Syria, Russian military operations being conducted right next to American forces in complete disregard of everything we've been trying to do there. It's an effort, I think, by Vladimir Putin and the Russians really to push us out of the Middle East to become the dominant power there, something that we've tried for over half a century to prevent, and it's happening right in front of us. This is going to have enormous implications for – it's a big boost for Iran. It's a grave threat to Israel. It's a threat to the oil-producing Arab monarchies in the region. It risks the international economy, and it shows to the whole world that Putin, being aggressive and assertive, is on the move and being successful, and we're kind of standing by watching our influence fall. And that's that's bad news long-term, not just in the Middle East, really, but around the world.
You describe the consequences of what would come from that, but I guarantee you there's a lot of people, some of them out loud, some of them just sitting at coffee tables or kitchen tables and coffee, clatches around the country going, good, let's get out of the Middle East. It's somebody else's fight. They've been fighting forever. This is perfect. Let them fight it and we can get out of there. What do you say to them?
Well, there are two problems with that. Number one, although we in the United States don't get a lot of oil and gas from the Middle East, our close allies in Europe and in the Far East, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, get the vast bulk of their stocks from there. So if there's tension in the Middle East and the price of oil goes up, it benefits the Russians, it benefits the Iranians, and it hurts our economy in the long term because it raises the cost of production by boosting energy costs. Good for the oil industry, that's for sure, and I'm on the board of directors of an offshore drilling company, so I appreciate that. But when you're raising oil prices worldwide up at spike levels, the international economic effect in what's already for the United States a very shaky economic recovery is bad news. You know, the fact is, what minimal order and stability we've had in the world since 1945, the United States has provided. And without a strong American presence in the world, I'll guarantee you we can't sustain the way of life we have it here. The reverse is true, too. Without a strong American economy, we can't have a strong presence in the world. And Obama's doing his best to reduce both of them. But we're not in a position where we can say, let the rest of the world take care of itself, because it has a palpable effect on us here at home.
So how do we stop it? What, at this point, we are where we are, unfortunately. If you're pulling the levers, what do you do to undo this damage?
Well, I think it would help if Barack Obama simply did what he said he was going to do with respect to ISIS, which is a threat to the United States. We can see it's a threat to Europe, as the turmoil that they're causing is really leading to Europe being inundated by a wave of refugees, some substantial number of which could be terrorists who will be in Western Europe and could get here. But the president himself has said he wants to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIS. He hasn't done a blessed thing to bring that about of any consequence. And, you know, now's the time to do it. We've got serious threats coming out of the Middle East. It's not just ISIS. It's Iran. It's their nuclear weapons program that he's all but legitimized through this recent deal that he's signed with the Iranians. And all of this, the threat of nuclear proliferation, the threat of terrorists getting access to nuclear weapons is very real, and it's rising. And you know, we if we turn our attention away, this is what the president wants to do. He's, in a way, he agrees with those people you say, you know, it's their problem, let them deal with it. That's the way Obama treats American national security, and it is going to come back and bite us.
A couple of calls from our audience as well with questions. Let's take a few of these on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550 for Ambassador John Bolton. Here's the first.
Hey, I got a question for John Bolton, you know, government official. He's supposed to know everything, but they just tell you what you want to know. Basically, the question would be, where are all those rebel groups, all those different rebel groups over there, where do they get all their military equipment and all their money to survive?
All right.
Well, a lot of the Syrian rebel groups are being funded by Arab states that see the Assad regime in Syria as being just a satellite of the Ayatollahs in Tehran, and I think that's right. You know, this is an area where we've got multiple adversaries. Iran, certainly, ISIS and Al Qaeda. That's for sure. The Assad regime is just a proxy for Iran. There are a lot of bad actors over there, and they don't have our best interest at heart, that's for sure. So I personally have never been in favor of helping out the Syrian opposition, because I've never felt that we could be sure that we weren't, in effect, aiding Al-Qaeda or now the Islamic State. I think the problem is less what's happening in Syria than the risk of Iran with nuclear weapons and sponsoring terrorism. But now, under Obama, it's even worse, because we've got the Russians fishing in troubled waters. You know, they've now put an air base close to the northern frontier of Israel, one of our closest allies in the world. And, you know, if you think, if suddenly an island appeared in the middle of the English Channel and the Russians got to it first and built an air base there, you can bet that Britain and France would be running around like their hair was on fire. And in effect, that's what's happened now in the Middle East.
Another call. Go ahead. Two questions.
Yeah, I have two questions for your What's on Your Mind show and your Ambassador Bolton there. First question is, I want to know why the United States government props up and supports a government in Ukraine that is made up of neo-Nazis. This is a proven fact that they are that. And why we are, as a country, interfering in the internal affairs of other countries all over the world. I want to know why the United States has to be doing this. Thank you.
Well, I can't answer for the whole world in 30 seconds, but I can say this. I think it's important that the United States protect its interests around the world, and that we don't go out looking for these adventures. It's the threats coming at us. And that's been true for quite some time. And in the case of Ukraine, honestly, I don't agree that the government is a neo-fascist government. It was democratically elected. Its people want a representative government. They want to be part of the West. They don't want to be subjugated by the Russians. And they're doing their best to demonstrate that they're worthy of our support. If you just think back to 2008, George W. Bush proposed bringing Ukraine and Georgia as well into NATO on a fast track, and that's something the Russians haven't liked. But that shows his confidence in the people of Ukraine and the government they're trying to put together there.
You've talked often about your concern about Iran getting a nuclear weapon and that being the real big picture threat here. There was a story this week that the FBI has foiled four attempts by gangs to sell nuclear material to ISIS through Russian connections. So obviously we're worried about Iran getting it. What about ISIS getting it? And what do you make of this story?
Well, I think it doesn't surprise me. You know, we know from the materials we recovered from caves in Afghanistan after we overthrew the Taliban and al-Qaeda there after 9/11, that it's been on al-Qaeda's radar screen to get either nuclear weapons or chemical or biological weapons almost from their inception. And obviously, ISIS is kind of it's kind of like al-Qaeda 2.0. It's began as an offshoot of al-Qaeda. Now I think we'd all acknowledge it's probably a greater terrorist threat than al-Qaeda itself. But that desire to get weapons of mass destruction is right at the center of the terrorist threat. It's like remembering how tragic 9/11 was. Imagine if the hijackers had had nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons when they carried out their attack. That's my nightmare scenario. And the fact that ISIS is undertaking this procurement, you know, I'd like to know if they found anything on the chemical and biological side as well. It's why the threat of terrorism is not simply suicide bombers, as bad as they are, as we can see from what happens in Israel. It's the threat of using these terrible weapons, not because they have any military value against the United States, but using them as weapons of terrorism against our innocent civilians.
Last question, and only a minute left. Texter on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline says, simple solution, sell our allies our oil. What do you think of the role lifting the crude export ban would play in removing oil as a weapon?
I think it's one of the highest priorities for the Republicans in Congress. This rule is antiquated. It would do wonders for our domestic economy to be able to produce and export overseas. It would get us a lot of revenue. It would allow us to benefit from our natural resources instead of being dependent on foreigners. And for both Europe and countries in the Far East like Japan and South Korea, it would be a strategic alternative, not just an economic alternative, but a strategic alternative to Russian oil and gas and Middle Eastern oil and gas. Only Obama and his anti-carbon energy policy doesn't see that.
House vote coming up on that very soon, by the way. Congressman Kevin Cramer from North Dakota leading the charge on that. It is a big vote. It's going to be a dandy. Interesting to see how many Democrats come along. Ambassador Bolton, as always, thanks for lending us your expertise for a few minutes today on the program. We appreciate you.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Have a great weekend.
You're
back with our final segment on What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Really need to get involved in these issues. It is so important. We just spend some time talking foreign policy. You pay attention, know what's going on. Same thing right now. I mentioned earlier a big victory against the EPA on this court decision today, holding off the waters of the U.S. rule. Well, the Clean Power Plan is as bad or worse because it's going to directly impact what you pay for power. You. Yes, you. And for everything, because the cost of power means the cost of everything goes up. You raise the cost of electricity, the cost of everything goes up. SecureEnergyFuture.org, Clean Power Plan is a very good way to let your member of Congress know what you think about that. Check that out. I see Congressman Kevin Cramer is on with Stuart Varney on the Fox Business Channel. Right now, and being asked about a vote that I guess is coming today. I said earlier I thought it was when they returned for Congress, but it's going on right now. And they're talking about what we just talked about with Ambassador Bolton, how this is tied to our national security. and oil right here in North Dakota. As you heard Ambassador Bolton directly endorse lifting that ban and what it would mean for North Dakota's, he talked about domestic oil production. He's talking about North Dakota's economy. So big part. What's Stuart asking Kevin Cramer here?
To Europe, which depends on Putin for energy. Why can't we just replace him in Europe? I mean, it's a pretty plain and obvious argument, isn't it?
It's pretty obvious to me. It's obvious, I think, to most people that look at it. When you consider, in addition to that, Stuart, that we're the only country in the world that doesn't allow the exporting of oil. In fact, now that the president is allowing Iran to do it, it seems only sensible that we would. In addition to that, we'd also be creating really good, high-paying jobs right here in the United States, which is, you know, should be part of our mission as well.
Yeah, but Congressman, you've forgotten something. We would be burning and using and extracting more fossil fuels. How do you get the oceans to recede if we're burning more fossil fuels, American fossil fuels? Come on, you've got to bear that in mind, surely, Congressman.
And the light, sweet crude oil that we produce in North Dakota and in Texas and Oklahoma and other places, frankly, is a lot cleaner than some of the oil that's currently being exported. I get your point, and I agree with you on the point, but even for people who are concerned about climate change and fossil fuels and emissions, this is a cleaner burning fuel than the others, and frankly, this is a demand problem, not a supply problem.
Now, you're going to pass it in the House. Looks like you got the votes, bipartisan to some degree. How about the Senate? You think you could get it through the Senate?
Well, you know, I would think it, with every Republican supporting it, you know, some energy state Democrats, and like I said, the national security issues, I think, are adding up nicely for us. But in the Senate, they play a little different game. Too many energy state Democrats gave away their Iran vote for free. So now Democrats are trying to extract things from us. And I think it's time to sort of play a little hardball back. That's why I think if the president wants TPP, we shouldn't just give it to him. We ought to say, if you're interested in access to markets for American commodities, I am. Wheat is important. Cattle are important in North Dakota. But at the same time, oil ought to be part of the discussion. If not, certainly part of TPP, it ought to be part of the discussion.
Yeah, but you Republicans, you got to play politics better. You got to play hardball better. You got to learn.
Well, we're learning that lesson, Stuart. I assure you, we've had a lot of family discussions about that very topic.
Republican Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, thank you very much for joining us. So we're much obliged to you. Thank you.
How about that? Stuart Varney on the Fox Business Channel with our own Congressman Kevin Cramer. Did you hear that thing about what was it again? Energy state Democrats. There you go. Energy state Democrats in the Senate gave away their Iran vote for free. Who do you think he's talking about there? Todd, any guesses? Manny? The silence is deafening.
Yeah.
I think I know, but who voted for Iran from an energy state? Anyway. One quick fix with getting a few Democrats to vote for this thing, for crying out loud. How are we doing on the tally here now? We don't have much time here left either, do we? There are some real trash talking going on. Have you noticed that here? Before I finish on the UND and ESU one, in case you missed this, we started the show with a simple question. Homecoming at both. Is it green and white? Is it green and gold? Green and yellow?
I don't know about that tally, but the pheasant hunting thing is going to South Dakota.
Yeah, I know it is. I
think
can't believe it.
Shoot them all up since we start a week earlier than that.
I thought that'd be a no-brainer, but one texter here says South Dakota's better. Ask the 15 guys that come down every year from Tolna, Grand Forks, and Fargo. Thanks, Chris, from Seneca, South Dakota. Listen to you guys all the time.
All right. Nice, thanks.
We appreciate you listening. South Dakota, you're family. See, it isn't like it's us versus them, but I was just trying to have a little fun with that. exactly right.
Our fight is NDSU and UND, not
fighting Sioux forever. There's a UND vote. A lot of textures on this today. We should make Sierra a gun-free zone. Oh, that's right. That doesn't work.
Where has one of those worked? Anywhere.
Is he talking about Sierra, Arizona? And after the situation this morning, is that what he's talking about?
I guess.
Was it Sierra? I know it's Northern Arizona
Northern
University.
Arizona, yeah.
It must shooting must early be. This morning. Let's see here. Championships help you win present-day games. And no, UND hockey is not cocktail like the football team of NDSU.
Ooh.
I don't get it. Yeah. Who do I mark that down for? Can you
UND,
tell me who
I
that's?
Guess.
They're talking about, UND hockey's not cocky like the football team in NDSU.
Right, right.
All right.
Right, right, right.
All right.
And these football teams gotten better too. So, you know, who knows what might happen tomorrow? Who knows where the next four championships could come from?
Yeah, exactly right. Impossible to get the sarcasm out of a text, but we tried. So
sometimes
UND won by a nose, by the way. Go out there and enjoy whatever homecoming you're going to or whatever pheasant you're chasing this weekend. You need to do that in North Dakota this weekend because the South Dakota opener isn't for a while, but it is better in North Dakota. Sorry to our South Dakota fans. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Monday on What's On Your Mind.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.